a wonderful musical opens tonight in Miller Auditorium. It's called Beautiful, the Carole King musical, and it's paying attention to the life of a living legend, of course, Carole King. I have the actress Kaylee Harwood here and company manager Ryan Limpus from the company. Thank you for joining me this morning on WMUK.
Well, thanks for having us.
Good morning.
Good morning. You're on tour. Tell us some of the scope of this tour, where you've been and where you're going.
Yeah, well, this is the fourth year that the Beautiful, the Carole King musical has been out on the road. So we've had the luxury of traveling all over North America, spent lots of time in Canada, and of course, all around the States, even been to Michigan a few times. So it's nice to finally be here in Kalamazoo.
You can say you've been to Kalamazoo now.
Yeah. I mean, how exciting. We're glad to be here, of course. And the beautiful weather that we're experiencing, it's a nice day. So we're looking forward to getting the show open tonight at the Miller Auditorium.
So, Ryan, have you been with this tour the entire time, or did you come in a bit later, all 4 years, or no?
I've been here for about a year and a half.
Okay.
And I mostly deal with the logistics of the show, getting the company of 50 people that we have traveling with our group from city to city, dealing with travel and hotels and local transportation. And then, of course, I'm kind of the accountant out on the road as well, doing payroll, bills, and working with all of our great local presenters to make sure the show runs smoothly every week, no matter where we're at.
A very important job. When did you realize you had talent toward organization? It sounded, as we were talking before, you were also really drawn to the stage and arts.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people that work in theater, regardless of what their jobs are, may have started on stage as a younger person. Of course, I did community theater growing up and high school musicals, you know, when I was in high school. And then I realized, you know, I have a brain that kind of thinks more business. And to be able to find where I fit in this amazing art, because it really is a collaborative of art. It really takes all kinds of people to make a show go on. You know, I mentioned we have 50 people on the road. I mean, half of those people are the cast, but then the other half is our crew, our musicians, management. So it really takes a lot of people to put on a show. And what you see out on the stage, of course, is a remarkable show, but what's happening backstage is also its own choreographed show. And then everyone that's working in all of the offices just to make sure that everything runs smoothly. It takes a whole village to put on a show like Beautiful. And that not only includes our 50 people, but you know, we have a lot of people that we're employing here from Kalamazoo for the week that we're here. You know, we have 9 musicians that are from Kalamazoo. We have plenty of crew people and our dressers. So it really takes about 100 people to make our show run every night. And and everyone has where their place is in this amazing art. And I love the management side. I'm really feel very lucky that I can be doing something that I'm passionate about, but doing something that also utilizes my best skills because they aren't singing and dancing. So I have found where I fit in best in this beautiful world of theater.
Well, Ryan, I'm going to ask you to think of a few safe choices of pet peeves. And while I talk to Kaylee first, because I know you have some, every person who is assigned or an organizational job, there's something that just drives you batty over and over again.
I have a few of those.
Oh, you thought of it before?
We'll get back to that. But I would like to talk to Kaylee Harwood and get an idea of how you became an actress, singer, dancer, performer.
Well, I grew up in Vancouver, Canada, and there were plenty of opportunities out there for me to explore the performing arts. I was a dancer all through my growing up, and I never thought about speaking on stage. It was never something I was interested in, but I always enjoyed musicals so much. And as like a young child, I got to go see so many incredible shows that came through town. last fall on tour, we actually got to play the Queen Elizabeth Theater in Vancouver, which is the theater that I grew up seeing so many amazing touring productions at. And so I grew up dancing, and I sang a little bit, but putting them all together didn't actually happen until I was an adult. Thank you for the tea. I know no
You're
one can
welcome.
See this, but we have tea.
I'm pouring. I'm being the mother at the moment.
It's lovely.
The chance to play on the theater stage that had been sort of your church of theater as a child, I wonder, was standing on that stage, was it smaller than you thought it would be? Like, from when you were a child?
That's such a good question. You know, I didn't even think about it. I'd actually been on the stage before because I'd seen productions there and gotten to go out on stage. But the act of actually performing there was what was so moving for me. Is I used to sit in those seats, you know. Many of the places that I've been on tour, I've never been to before. So that was a really impactful moment for me. And there have been a couple of those along the way where I just had to stop and say, wow, I can't believe I'm performing in this place where I've seen so many things before. But yeah, now being on tour for, I've just been here just a little bit longer than Ryan, since August of 2017. I've gotten to see like every corner and nook and cranny of this amazing, amazing country and visit some of my
places. Seems like more than one country. It changes so much from place to place.
Truly. Yeah.
Now, you have a very special role in this company.
I do.
The term is called swing. This is a mind-blowing concept to me, because what you are prepared to do and what you have learned to do through hundreds of hours of practice and learning is to step in at a moment's notice for more than one role. What are those roles, if you'd tell us?
So I cover five roles in the show. I cover Carole King and Cynthia Weil, so the two lead females, and then Jeannie Klein, who's Carole King's mother. And I also cover two women in the ensemble, the roles of Betty, who's Carol's childhood friend, and Marilyn, who shows up in Act Two, and I won't say what she is at the moment. It's a surprise.
Okay.
But two featured roles in the ensemble as well. So, yes, I'm able to step in at a moment's notice. It's my first time being a swing. I've now done it for a year and a half, so it's become more regular,
like,
for
normal.
Me. It's
yeah.
Normal life. But I do remember every time I tell someone and they seem surprised that that's my position in the company, mm-hmm. that is alarming. I thought before I did it that it was alarming. And I've understudied before, but part of being a swing is actually I'm not on stage unless someone is out for some reason. So illness, injury, bereavement, or vacation. And I've been on many, many times for each of my roles, but sometimes I don't know too far in advance. Sometimes the call will come at 11 a.m. Sometimes it'll come at 7. And once I went on in the middle of a show.
That's incredible.
And actually, some of our swings, we have six of us on the road.
I was going to ask that question.
Yeah. Because we have to be able to cover the entire company. And it is quite funny in rehearsal. Sometimes it'll just be swings and we can do the whole show. Some of us are playing multiple roles, but it is amazing how everyone just steps up and goes, okay, I'm going to play this role, and this role, and you're going to do that one, that one, that one, and we can do the whole show.
Okay.
Not that you'd want to come see that version of the show necessarily, because it would look like crazy people talking to themselves, but we are able to do it. But I've only been called on once in the middle of a show to go on, but some of our other swings have been put on, you know, just, they don't even have makeup on. They just throw a wig on their head and they go out on stage.
Because things happen.
It's live theater and it's yeah. always exciting. But then I also know far in advance if someone has a scheduled vacation or, you know, a personal day for some reason, I will know far in advance.
Now, since you're using such a significant part of your brain to have the moves, the songs, the lines, all up there for five characters.
Yeah.
Do you find yourself completely forgetting other sorts of things?
Like there's a limited hard drive?
Yeah.
I wonder about that sometimes. I mean, I guess I wouldn't know what I've forgotten, would I? But, you know, I do actually think, you know, because I've understudied before, sometimes I'll go see a show, like, for instance, Cabaret. I understudied Sally Bowles in Cabaret a few years back at the Shaw Festival, and I went on a number of times for that. But someone quoted something to me from Cabaret the other day, and I went, what's that from? And they were like, Cabaret. And I was like, oh, I did over 100 performances of that show. Why don't I remember that?
It wasn't there.
But I'm also the person who can never remember what movie something is from, like a quote or something like that. But maybe that's because I have so much brain space occupied.
Yes, you're working hard to retain stuff for your job.
But you know what is funny is, like, I won't go on for one of my roles for a few weeks or something, and I'll think I've forgotten the whole thing. You know, I'll get the call. I'll be, you know, on for Cynthia. I was just on for Cynthia on Sunday, and I went, oh, I've forgotten everything, even though I'm maintaining it all the time. You know, I watch the show all the time from the wings. I watch it from the audience, and then I'm listening to it over the sound backstage. So I am maintaining it all the time. I knew it all. It was all in there, you know. It's taking up real estate in my brain, yep. So, and it stays there.
Thank goodness for training and rehearsal.
Thank goodness.
Why don't we tell our listeners a little about how the story goes? I mean, it sounds like there's things you don't want to give away, but Carole King, she's a living icon, but, you know, I don't know how she got into the show business or anything. And what are some of the main conflicts of this story? Like, is it all just a parade of one hit after another, or what's going on?
Well, although she did have a lot of hits, this story really goes back to her teenage years and her childhood and where she did get her start, which was as a songwriter. And so she wanted to be, that's what she wanted to do, and that was her passion. So at 16 years old, she was from New York City, and she went into the city and tried to sell her songs, and her songs got sold. And I think what people are always so surprised about is how many songs Carole King has written. You know her for her Tapestry album and all of her fame as a legend and a singer, but what she was as a songwriter with her partner, Jerry Goffin, who ended up being her husband as well, was really incredible. It's a songbook that is just as legendary as her own, the stuff that you might most recognize her for.
Yes, I guess I knew she wrote hits and then decided she wanted to sing her own songs. And then the Tapestry album is sort of what a bunch of us just imprinted on it. And yeah, unforgettable. So,
well, yeah. I think Kaylee can speak to that, but what an incredible woman. I mean, mm-hmm. and to know that she made that decision that she wanted to tell her own story is just remarkable. So it is hit after hit, but there's a story behind it that I think is just, it's a strong, powerful woman that made this choice, and we can now all celebrate that.
We have something queued up here that is one of the, like, what? She wrote that? Songs? Why don't we just play it? And we'll be back with Kaylee Harwood and Ryan Limpus from the company of Beautiful, the Carole King musical, which opens tonight and runs through Sunday at Miller Auditorium. MillerAuditorium.com is the online box office, or call 387-2300. That's a highlight from the stage recording, the cast album recording of Beautiful, the Carole King musical, which opens tonight in Miller Auditorium and runs through Sunday. I am with company members Kaylee Harwood and Ryan Limpus. Ryan, you're the company manager, actually, so member and manager. And Kaylee Harwood is a swing, prepared to jump into several roles in this show. And what kind of show is it? Would you call it a jukebox musical? Would you call it a biographical story?
I'd say it's a combination between the biography and the jukebox musical, because, of course, it does use the music of the songwriters in question, Carole King and Jerry Goffin, and then their friendly competitors, Cynthia Weil and Barry Mann, who we meet early in Act One. And then some of the music of the time as well. Early on in the show, there's a big medley that sort of opens the show to give us a flavor of the music of that time, some of the biggest hits of the late 50s and early 60s.
Her influences.
Exactly. Yeah. And, you you know, Ryan was saying earlier about Carole King as a plucky young 16-year-old songwriter who, you know, was on a mission. She marched her way down to those offices, you know, time after time. She got rejected a few times as well. We see her succeeding, of course, and selling her first song at age 16. And shortly after meeting Jerry Goffin, who did become her husband and wrote many of those chart-topping hits with. So we kind of chart through Carole's early career as a young songwriter, meeting Cynthia and Barry, of course, and their friendship and competition with each other. Donnie Kirshner, who is the famous producer of Carole King's early work, he liked to play them off of each other, those two pairs. And so there's a fun moment in the show, it actually spans about 20 minutes of the show, where we see hit after hit after hit going back and forth between the two songwriting couples. So it's really fun to see how they were influenced by each other. And, you know, that song that we just played, The Locomotion, was sung by Little Eva, who was actually Carole and Jerry's babysitter. And there's a moment in the show where Barry Mann comes storming in, fuming mad, saying they got a hit with their babysitter. You know, how do they do this? And then they go on to write their chart-topping hit, which I won't give away at the moment, but it always brings down the house. And by that point, we're going, come on, Cynthia and Barry, they need a number one hit now, you know? So it's going back and forth between the two couples. And it's a hilarious show, really. It's touching, it's subtle in its humor, but it's got some amazing one-liners, and then it's got the pathos as well. We really see Carole, our protagonist. We follow her through her journey of coming into her own and finding her own voice, literally and metaphorically. After she goes through some great heartache in her life, she really comes into her own as an artist. And that's when she, there's a moment when she is, it's a fictionalized moment, but she's talking about how she goes to California for a while and she writes some songs, but she doesn't know who's going to sing them because they don't seem like her old songs. They're something that's totally new, and she can't think of anyone who could sing them. And I think the audience who know what's coming know that it ends up being Carole who sings them. We always, get responses to when Carole starts singing some of those famous songs off of Tapestry that just, you know, you can hear them from the stage. You can hear people gasping or crying or even applauding and hooting and hollering sometimes because they know what's coming.
I'm speaking with Kaylee Harwood and Ryan Limpus of Beautiful, the Carole King musical, which opens tonight and continues through Sunday in Miller Auditorium. So a fairly short stay. Tickets are available through the box office. 387-2300 is the box office number. And I have to let you go. You have other media meetings and such this morning. Ryan, I'm coming back to you for those pet peeves.
Pet peeves. Oh, listen, yeah. My job is to make sure that everyone is comfortable and happy as we travel from place to place, because I want them to do their job, the actors especially, at 110% every night. So whatever I can do to make the rest of their day better, that's what I'm there for, to make everything comfortable and easy. But, you know, like, we all have daily, I sometimes just don't understand how actors and people in general get by in their day-to-day life when they can't, you know, seem to manage. You know, they'll say, well, where's the closest pharmacy? And you're like, well, I mean, I'll let you know, but I'm going to pull out my smartphone and put in pharmacy and see what pops up and quietly let you know where that is. When, you know, I'm like, how do you do this in your regular life? How do you get from place to place when you live in New York City, the biggest city, you know, in the country, and here we are in Kalamazoo?
No,
it's just as easy, which I love, but there are times where I have to laugh when I get some questions, but it's nice to know that they rely on me for that information, for sure, right?
I'm always there for them. You're the Google
happy,
of the company.
Happy to give the answer. And, you know, back in the day, you know, as a company manager, that when before smartphones, I mean, that you really had to provide that information because there weren't maps, and so you used to have to provide those directions or information on where the pharmacy was or the hospital or the bank to be able to cash your paycheck, because that was before direct deposit. I mean, these were all true issues of traveling on the road compared to, you know, doing a show in New York. So that there was a time, but now, you know, it does make our job a lot easier.
I've had so much fun visiting for this short time with both of you. Thank you so much for previewing this musical. I picked out one of my favorite songs from the Tapestry album here to finish up with, but Ryan and Kaylee, thank you so much for coming in, and have a great show. Have a great run.
Thank you. And we really are looking forward to seeing the people of Kalamazoo here at the Miller Auditorium this week. We're excited to be here and ready to give you some great performances.